2024 National English Competition for College Students. Level C Preliminary. Part 1 Listening Comprehension. Section A. In this section, you will hear 5 short conversations. Each conversation will be read only once. At the end of each conversation, one question will be asked, and you have 15 seconds to read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
1. Oh, Jim, your car is quite large. With the high price of fuel these days, won't that giant car be too expensive to run?
If you take a closer look, you'll see that it's fueled by the sun, so it doesn't need any gas or diesel. These solar panels provide all of its energy.
That's fabulous. Question: what feature of the car is Jim praising? Two. What's the etiquette when it comes to talking about money with Westerners?
If the person doesn't volunteer information about how much something costs, don't bring it up. Don't ask about personal savings or salary.
Oh, I see. It only gets complicated when you start talking about specific prices. Question: what's the man's warning to the woman? Third, do you play any sports?
I was on the ping pong team in high school. Ping pong suits my temperament. It requires high concentration and quick decision-making skills. Unfortunately, ping pong is not a game of choice for most business executives.
Yeah, I don't think CEOs like to get too sweaty. Are you interested in trying your hand at golf? It's a good chance to expand your business networks. Question: why isn't playing ping pong suitable for CEOs according to the woman? Fourth, Frank, we just got our sales figures in and the numbers are very disappointing. What's going on here?
I haven't actually seen the new figures. How far have we fallen?
We were in the 6th place at the beginning of the year and we've now slipped to the 11th. That's a considerable drop and really bad news. Question: what's the bad news in the conversation? Fifth, we may never be able to trace the origin of this attack, but what we can do is work harder to make our systems impenetrable.
Yes, a lot of people are quite lazy with computer security.
That's true. For example, many people almost never change their passwords, or they use ridiculously easy-to-guess passwords. Question: what can they do to solve the problem mentioned in the conversation? Section B. In this section, you will hear 2 long conversations. Each conversation will be read only once. At the end of each conversation, there will be a 1-minute pause. During the pause, read the questions and make your answers on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Conversation 1. Listen to the conversation. Then read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D and decide which is the best answer according to what you hear. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Hello, Easy Life Cleaning Services, Jessica speaking.
Oh, hello. I'm looking for a cleaning service for my apartment. Do you do domestic cleaning?
Sure.
Well, it's just a one-bedroom flat. Do you have basic cleaning package?
Yes. For a one-bedroom flat, we're probably looking at about 2 hours for a clean. So we do a thorough clean of all surfaces in each room and polish them where necessary. Does your apartment have carpets?
No, I don't have any, but the floor would need cleaning.
Of course, we do that in every room. And we do a thorough clean of the kitchen and bathroom.
Okay.
Then we have some additional services which you can request if you want. So for example, we can clean your oven for you every week.
Actually, I hardly ever use that, but can you do the fridge?
Sure. Would you like that done every week?
Yes, definitely. And would ironing clothes be an additional service you can do?
Yes, of course.
It wouldn't be much, just my shirts for work.
That's fine. And we could also clean your microwave if you want.
No, I wipe that out pretty regularly, so there's no need for that.
We also offer additional services that you might want a bit less often, say every month. So, for example, if the inside of your windows need cleaning, we could do that.
Yes, that'd be good. I'm on the 15th floor, so the outside gets done regularly by specialists, but the inside does get a bit dirty.
And we could arrange for your curtains to get cleaned if necessary.
No, they're okay. But would you be able to do something about the balcony? It's quite small, and I don't use it much, but it could do with a wash every month or so.
Yes, we can get the pressure washer onto that. Conversation 2. Listen to the conversation and complete the sentences with one word according to what you hear. Write the answers on the answer sheet. Dr. Russell, you've come here today to tell our listeners about the importance of living a healthy life. Why do you feel so strongly about this?
Well, it worries me a great deal that, even though we're richer and better educated than previous generations, we don't enjoy such good health as our parents and grandparents. Every day, my surgery is full of patients suffering from illnesses which could have been prevented.
What exactly do you mean by this?
Many people have developed diseases as a result of the way they live. If they'd eaten more sensibly, these could have been prevented.
Can you give some examples?
Of course. If you eat food with a lot of fat, say fried steak or rich creamy sauces, you'll develop heart disease. Now, you don't have to eat fried food, you can grill meat instead, and substitute yogurt for the cream. If you did, you'd find your blood pressure go down almost immediately and you'd have more energy.
In the news these days, there is a lot of publicity about teenagers becoming obese.
Yes, it's incredible to see the difference from only 20 years ago. Now, teenagers eat so much junk food and prefer sugary drinks with so many calories that they're becoming fatter. They don't eat regular meals, they're always snacking on crisps or chocolate. Schools should be doing more to advise them on a healthy way of living. Why not have special cookery classes for girls and boys and also teach them about nutrition?
But don't growing kids need to eat a lot?
Eat a lot of the right kind of food, otherwise kids will grow in the wrong way. But you know, it's not just the diet that's the problem, but also the lack of exercise. When I was young, we walked to school and played outside all day in the summer. Now kids are couch potatoes, watching TV from morning to night or playing mindless computer games.
But life was much safer then. I wouldn't want my children playing in the streets with the terrible traffic we have, and I want to know where they are, keep an eye on them.
True, but overprotecting our children, we are making them less independent and less able to cope with life. We give them everything they want, but we don't prepare them for real life. If only we could get schools to organize more games lessons or after-school activity clubs, the kids would be much fitter. I do feel let down by schools these days. They have their priorities wrong.
Section C. In this section, you will hear 5 short news items. Each item will be read only once. After each item, there will be a 15-second pause. During the pause, read the question and the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
16. The goal of landing within a target area of less than 100 meters led scientists to call SLIM the Moon Sniper. It used vision-based guidance that JAXA says could be a powerful tool for future exploration of the Moon's mountainous areas. These areas might hold resources of fuel, water, and oxygen. Japan tried to follow the United States, the former Soviet Union, China, and India as a nation reaching the Moon's surface. In the past year, 3 lunar missions have failed, one by Russia's space agency, one by a private Japanese company, and another by a private US company. However, more lunar landers will head for the moon this year. Judges in Britain and Wales have been given permission to use artificial intelligence tools to help them write legal opinions. The Courts and Tribunals Judiciary is the organization that oversees court systems and judges in Britain and Wales. It provided new rules on the use of AI last month. While approving AI methods to support basic duties, the judiciary warned judges to never use such tools to carry out case research or legal examinations. The guidance said AI should not be used for those activities because the technology can produce false, misleading, or biased information. An ocean researcher at the University of California, San Diego, says waves are getting bigger and stronger since 1970. There are also more big wave events than ever before. A big wave is about 4 meters tall or more. Peter Bromersky at the university's Scripps Institution of Oceanography looked at seismic records going back to 1931 in his research. Seismic information is often used to measure the power of earthquakes. But Bromersky said large waves create enough energy to be measured by seismographs also. Those measurements permitted Bromersky to judge the strength and size of waves over a period of 90 years. 19. Brazilian officials say bird flu has killed nearly 1,000 seals and sea lions in the country's south. As of December 11, the southern state of Rio Grande do Sul had confirmed 942 sea mammal deaths. The animals were infected with highly pathogenic avian influenza, also known as bird flu. The first cases of the sickness were reported in Brazil in 2023. During past outbreaks in Europe and America, agriculture industries have killed hundreds of millions of farm animals to try to contain the disease. A new fossil study by researchers from China and Canada suggests that ancient mammals may have attacked and eaten larger dinosaurs. The scientists looked at a fossil found by a Chinese farmer in 2012. A fossil is the mineralized remains of an animal or plant left in an ancient rock. The scientists said the fossil is from 125 million years ago. The scientists believe a mammal, similar to a badger, attacked a small, beaked dinosaur. During the attack, the animals were caught up in a lava flow from a nearby volcano. The moment was locked in time until it was found over 12 years ago. Researchers call the place where the fossil was found China's Pompeii.
Section D. In this section, you will hear one monologue. The monologue will be read twice. After listening, answer the questions using no more than 6 words. Write the answers on the answer sheet.
I'm going to talk about an aspect of knowing and learning that seems to me to be vital. I mean, of course, the brain itself, the mind, how it works, and more importantly, how we use it. Now there is a theory that the mind works at the 3 different processing speeds which we all use at one time. The fastest is actually faster than we can measure thought. The nearest word I can think of is our wits. It's an instinctive physical reaction. For example, it's the sort of thing that comes into play if we fall off a bike and put out our hand to save ourselves. Secondly, there's a rather slower process, and this is the intellect, which is conscious thinking. This is the function of the brain that we're almost aware of, where we balance pros and cons, and this is what the schools test and exams are used to evaluate. Finally, there's the slowest level, which I call wisdom. Wisdom is the least understood level. It's difficult to pinpoint as it's creative rather than logical, but these thoughts do make sense in a very deep way. This way of thinking is difficult to test formally, yet it is vital to the learning process. Let me tell you a story to show the way in which the third level actually works in practice. Some years ago, I was observing one of my student teachers taking a science lesson. She'd set the class of 12-year-olds some practical work, and she was going round answering their questions. There are 2 girls sitting in front of me who had got stuck, and they were chatting quietly, while one of them kept her hand in the air, waiting for the teacher to notice and come across to help. At the same time, the girl was playing with a puzzle that was fashionable at the time called the Rubik's Cube, which involved manipulating lots of squares in a cube. Well, because she had one hand up, the girl was holding the cube in her other hand and turning the faces with her teeth, but she was also keeping up the conversation with her friend. She seemed to be paying very little attention to what she was doing with the cube, but I could see that she was in fact making some headway. Every so often, she stopped to reverse the last few moves and take a different tack. So anyway, I went over to her and asked what she was doing with the cube. She looked at me and explained that she wasn't doing anything, she was just messing about. She clearly wasn't able to articulate her use of any particular thought processes, but had still been able to use this third level effectively. Many adults, like myself, couldn't do the Rubik's Cube puzzle. We got frustrated with it because we couldn't understand how to do it. The trouble was that we went immediately into the intellect mode, and this wasn't the right mode to be in because the cube was just too complicated. By what she called messing about, the girl was actually working at a deeper level of observation and experiment she could still learn in this way. I, as an adult user of my intellect, had lost the knack of this way of learning.
I'm going to talk about an aspect of knowing and learning that seems to me to be vital. I mean, of course, the brain itself, the mind, how it works, and more importantly, how we use it. Now, there is a theory that the mind works at the three different processing speeds which we all use at one time. The fastest is actually faster than we can measure thought. The nearest word I can think of is our wits. It's an instinctive physical reaction. For example, it's the sort of thing that comes into play if we fall off a bike and put out our hand to save ourselves. Secondly, there's a rather slower process, and this is the intellect, which is conscious thinking. This is the function of the brain that we're all most aware of, where we balance pros and cons, and this is what the school's test and exams are used to evaluate. Finally, there's the slowest level, which I call wisdom. Wisdom is the least understood level. It's difficult to pinpoint as it's creative rather than logical, but these thoughts do make sense in a very deep way. This way of thinking is difficult to test formally, yet it is vital to the learning process. Let me tell you a story to show the way in which the third level actually works in practice. Some years ago, I was observing one of my student teachers taking a science lesson. She'd set the class of 12-year-olds some practical work, and she was going round answering their questions. There are two girls sitting in front of me who had got stuck, and they were chatting quietly, while one of them kept her hand in the air, waiting for the teacher to notice and come across to help. At the same time, the girl was playing with a puzzle that was fashionable at the time called the Rubik Cube, which involved manipulating lots of squares in a cube. Well, because she had one hand up, the girl was holding the cube in her other hand and turning the faces with her teeth, but she was also keeping up the conversation with her friend. She seemed to be paying very little attention to what she was doing with the cube, but I could see that she was in fact making some headway. Every so often, she stopped to reverse the last few moves and take a different tack. So anyway, I went over to her and asked what she was doing with the cube. She looked at me and explained that she wasn't doing anything, she was just messing about. She clearly wasn't able to articulate her use of any particular thought processes, but had still been able to use this third level effectively. Many adults, like myself, couldn't do the Rubik Cube puzzle. We got frustrated with it because we couldn't understand how to do it. The trouble was that we went immediately into the intellect mode, and this wasn't the right mode to be in because the cube was just too complicated. By what she called messing about, the girl was actually working at a deeper level of observation and experiment she could still learn in this way. I, as an adult user of my intellect, had lost the knack of this way of learning. This is the end of the listening part. Please transfer your answers to the answer sheet.